So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Welcome.
LOL. We're LOLing. We're
LOL. Why are we LOLing LOL?
I don't know.
Christmas.
You said it.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, what's up? Everyone. And you, Vince.
And you, Ben.
I will keep you, Vince, posted.
That's so weird.
I know. Yeah, just not standard.
So, SC?
SC?
So...
What?
You seen the show Running Wild Day? Wild Day?
Yeah. Oscar? No, I haven't watched it.
It's okay. I don't know.
I heard that Mitch Hurwitz, the guy who created it,
yeah,
he needs the money. Otherwise, he can't make the Arrested Development movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Right. I hope they make the movie. Maybe I'll start watching it more then.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's a necessary sacrifice.
Right.
I mean, so the first one wasn't very funny.
Okay.
The second one was a bit better.
Okay.
But that's the same with Arrested Development, so I don't know.
The first and second episodes?
Yeah.
I agree. The pilot isn't hilarious.
The only good line from the pilot is... I can't stand those homosexuals. They're so dramatic and flamboyant. It just makes me want to set myself on fire.
I mean, I think there's a lot more good lines than that.
Like what?
You know. What do we say comes first? What comes before everything else? Breakfast. Family. Oh, right. I thought you meant of the things you eat.
Yeah, I think it was funny later. They were like, when he actually had breakfast. I don't know. Like, all this stuff doesn't become funny until later. Like,
I think...
Are those police boats?
Yeah, right. They still have boats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he thought the blue was land is like kind of funny. I don't know.
Yeah, you're putting Buster in charge, the guy who thought the blue on the map was land. He's had business classes. Whoa, 18th century agrarian business. But I guess the principles are still the same. Let me ask you, how concerned are you about an uprising?
I guess that wasn't that funny. I guess when he's like, local magician Gob Blue. Yeah. This isn't gonna sit well with the Alliance.
I have to think the Alliance is going to frown on me.
I mean, whatever. Anyway.
Did you see the extended pilot?
I don't remember.
Well, he's like, you know, first, you know, it's $20. Now, it's Monopoly.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, he's like holding a $20 bill, and then it cuts, and he's just holding Monopoly.
Yeah. The funniest part of the pilot on Running Wild, Will Arnett's character's name is Steve Wild.
Okay.
And it's narrated by this little girl whose name is Puddle.
Ron Howard?
No.
Name, what?
Her name is Puddle.
Puddle?
Yeah.
Is that like Gwyneth Paltrow's kid or something? Anyway, go on.
So she's narrating it, and it is like, it comes back from break, and he's like riding in his car, and she goes, Steve Wilde was afraid he had made a huge mistake.
Yeah. He's just... But, like, what I heard was that it's, like, it wants to be Arrested Development, but, like, he couldn't make it like that very much, or, like, he tried not to, so it's, like, not as good.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of... The problem with Arrested Development, I figured out...
Yeah.
The reason why it never did very well...
Yeah.
It's because, like, it doesn't translate very well to commercials. So, people usually judge whether they're going to watch the show or not by the commercials.
Oh, I see. Then,
so, they see the commercials, and it looks like really boring.
Uh-huh.
And so, they're like, oh, this sucks, I'm not going to watch it. Hold on a second.
Okay. The theme of this episode is the Arrested Development quote show. Which is honestly right up my alley. I don't know. I really hope they make that movie. I mean, I really want it to happen. Some people are saying, you know, it's just not going to be as good, or like, you know, they won't be able to recapture it, it'll just ruin it. But obviously, they're wrong. I mean, obviously, it's just going to be great. Even if it's not, it'll be good enough. I don't know. I'll go see it. Plus, I'll just give me an excuse to watch all the episodes again. I mean, what's good on TV these days? I don't even know. Some people are trying to tell me I should watch that show, Community. I mean, sounds good, I guess. I'm watching the show Louie. That's pretty funny. It's on, like, FX or whatever. It's like... Yeah, and then, of course, Curb Enthusiasm.
Sorry about that.
Oh, hey, you're back.
Yeah.
I was talking about TV. What?
There's some girl in my room. Some,
okay.
Some lesbian.
Yeah.
And I had to call home to deal with the situation.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not in the room, I'm in the studio.
Oh, right. Okay. Ha, I get it. Funny.
Ugh, what's anyway. So funny? I don't get it.
It's not. There's no joke. It's right. Stupid. I saw
good.
It. Okay.
This is serious business.
Yeah.
The business of comedy.
Serious, hilarious business.
Yeah. Wait, dry food. Okay.
What?
Have you seen this picture on Facebook of the raccoon in the trash can?
Okay. I heard about this.
From who?
I mean, take a guess.
I mean, I can think of two people.
Right, yeah. Well, think of the first one.
Michael Stamm?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, so you're an idiot. Think of the second one.
Oh, that was the first one. Okay, your sister?
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. Yeah, well, I thought for sure when she was describing it that your comment was going to be a Mark Trail reference. I mean, that was what I was thinking about.
Well, I was just going off Stam's comment. He was like, they dry food.
And didn't he just get that from Dinosaur Comics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said they dry wet food, but I guess they could also dry food. And then the person after me was like, oh, he's in a food comma.
Nice. Wait, I thought the last comment was, they don't allow pets in our apartment or whatever.
Yeah. There's like 80 comments. There's like 50 comments.
That's what I heard. I heard literally 40, and I guess it's only grown since then.
Yeah. Well,
what's up with that?
I'm not impressed. If you want to see a lot of comments,
I don't.
Go to Kyle Danger Holmes.
I don't know.
Facebook.
Care who that is.
Facebook.com/KLH554.
Am I going to have to log in?
Probably not. Well, you're probably going to have to log in and friend him. No. I don't know.
All right, whatever. Let's not find out.
Okay. But if you're on Facebook, then call in.
If I'm on Facebook, what?
Then call in.
Oh, anyone? Yeah, anyone. If you're out there.
Actually, it's probably not going to be that interesting. So, call in and talk about other stuff.
Did you see that movie, The Social Network?
No, I heard it's really good though.
It is really good.
No one has said that it's not really good.
Well, yeah, because they would be wrong.
Hey, well, I have
universally acclaimed.
I have to see it. I mean, I don't really want to see it, but
really?
I mean, I'll probably see it.
I mean, I guess I didn't want to see it until I heard that it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, that only makes me want to see it a little more.
Yeah. It's, well, maybe you have had seen it by now.
I was in history class the other day, and the teacher was
history.
Talking about...
History of what?
New York City.
Oh, weird. Okay.
It's like, this guy got appointed the collector of New York State Customs in 1784, and he became a millionaire. I was like, $1 million is cool.
Did anyone finish it?
I didn't actually say it out loud.
Oh.
So, our professor looks exactly like James Doakes.
Who's James Doakes?
The guy from Dexter. Surprise, oh. Motherfucker!
Alright, well, someone will get that.
Alright. We'll be back. BRB.
Okay.
Burbs.
Yeah.
Mom tells me you're going on a trip.
I'm returning to where it all happened. We were just boys. We stormed that beach like it was already ours. After the first shot, it was all a blur. Bombshells everywhere. Now, I'm returning to the scene of my finest hour.
Compare hundreds of travel sites at once. Kayak. Search one and done.
Watch this real.
Yeah. Yeah, my crew be unruly.
Putting it down like this.
Yeah, I'm the ish.
Class heat. Here we go. Come on.
I got these diamonds on my neck. Got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a f. I see it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. Tell the DJ play my some of that club music. The girls wanna freak and back it all up on my.
Not like
see
that.
A song tonight, trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown dad, man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause
shorty,
I'm the is, all up in here.
And
I'm the is, all up in here.
Here we go. It's okay. I'm bringing it back.
All right.
Yeah, so he just got back from Rice.
Rice!
They had like a free visit thing there.
How's Rice?
He liked it, I guess. He talked about how the school is divided up into 11 competing colleges.
He said that?
Yeah. And basically, they assign you to a dorm, and then the dorms compete with each other somehow. But the dorms are called colleges, which I don't really understand.
So what's a college?
It's a dorm, I think. I don't know. I didn't really understand it.
Okay.
It's like, there's no fraternities or sororities, but there are 11 competing colleges. I'm like, well, that sounds awesome.
Is that your impression of your brother?
It's actually my impression of someone else. But...
Okay. I'm not gonna do an impression.
My brother basically just sounds like me, so...
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, Rice. Cool.
He's
not
applying,
very competitive.
He's applying to... You said it's not very competitive?
I said it sounds very competitive.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's also applying to, like, Princeton and...
He wants to go
to... MIT! Like, 18 schools in California...
18? Is that an exaggeration?
It's an exaggeration. He's applying to like 8 schools.
Okay, that's a fine number.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe I only applied to 4 colleges. What was I thinking?
Really? You did?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it worked out.
Yeah.
You're applying to grad school, right? How many are you doing there? 1? 7? 100?
Like, 2/3.
2/3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, have you seen the show The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd and Margaret?
No, I haven't.
That's another one with
I know
David Across.
David Across.
And Will Arnett.
Where can I get one of those necklaces with the T on it? It's a cross. Across from where?
Closed door.
Yeah, how is it going? How is it? Good. Is it good?
I only saw the first one. It was like It was okay. It's just, it was like, first of all, there's a lot of British people in it.
Right.
It takes place in England.
Right. Home it's of like the Brits. I don't know. That's a little known fact.
What?
England, home of the Brits.
Oh, yeah. Nefarious Brits.
Yeah. That's not how you pronounce it. Anyway.
Yeah, look out the window here at this highway. This guy in a truck just drove by this cars only sign so fast that he knocked it all the way over the top of the sign.
What?
You see how it's cars only down there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this guy in a truck drove through it really fast, and he knocked the cars only sign up over the top of the sign.
What does that mean, over the top of the sign?
Like, the cars, there's a sign, and then hanging down from the sign is another sign that says cars only.
Okay, yeah.
And he
I see what you're saying.
Nailed it.
Bam! Not call it cars only anymore.
Yeah. Well, until he gets to the actual cars only part.
Why is it cars only?
Because on the actual cars only part...
What?
There's a bridge that chops off chops off the top of trucks. Jeez, that's hard to say.
Not really.
Chops off the top. Anyway, yeah, I guess it was pretty funny. The jokes are just like him getting embarrassed and being a jerk.
Making poor decisions, probably.
His cat dies.
some animal died.
I went to the grocery store today.
Okay.
Shoot, I don't know if I can say this. I'm sure it'll be fine. I went to the grocery store today.
Yeah.
And I bought a big bag of candy corn.
Oh, for Halloween. Or just because you're a pig.
Right.
Okay.
Candy corn is my favorite candy, and probably my favorite corn as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Your favorite candy?
Yeah, dude.
What about like Twix?
Yeah, I mean, Twix is okay.
Or, like, Milky Way. Or, like, anything. I mean, candy corn's fine. I don't know.
I mean, like, those are okay. Snickers is pretty good.
No.
Yes! I don't understand how anyone could not like Snickers.
It has nuts in it.
Why don't you like nuts?
I like nuts on their own.
Oh my god. How do you only like nuts on their own?
I don't want them in things. If I'm gonna eat chocolate,
I'll
just eat chocolate.
So you only want to eat each thing on its own.
That's not true either. I just don't think nuts should go in other things.
That's so stupid.
I don't want them in ice cream. I don't want them in brownies. I don't want them in whatever. Just leave them out.
Haven't you ever seen Booyah?
What is that?
Never mind. Anyway. I got a video I gotta show you.
Okay.
Anyway. So. The point is, candy corn is fucking awesome.
It's not that awesome.
It's better than M&M's.
No.
Yeah.
I can eat, like, two handfuls of candy corn, but I could eat M&M's forever.
It's gross, man.
Yeah.
I like crispy M&M's, but I don't think they have those anymore.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Those were good. How come in the vending machines they only ever have peanut M&M's? Who wants peanuts in their M&M's? Not me.
I don't really go to the vending machine, but peanut M&M's are better than regular.
Okay, no. They have peanuts in them.
I think they're the best kind of M&M's.
No! People like you who make it so there's only peanut M&M's in the vending machine.
I don't know, have you had almond M&M's?
I don't know, probably not. That sounds
they come in like a tan, almond-colored bag.
I've seen the bag. I don't think it's really almond color.
Have you ever been pistachioed?
No. What does that mean?
I'm pretty sure you've been pistachioed.
Is that something George does?
Yeah.
What is it, again?
It's when he puts those friggin' pistachio things in your shirt.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, I've been pistachioed. I had something to say. The only TV show I started watching is this show, Louis.
What's that?
It's, you know this guy, Louis C.K.?
I thought his name was Louis C.K.
Yeah, whatever. It's pronounced C.K. So okay. he had the show, or he has the show on like FX or something, but it's on Hulu. It's funny. It's like, it's not like laugh out loud funny, but it's...
Yeah,
like,
you know what else is on? Oh, wait, I was thinking of TBS. They're right next to each other on Comcast.
Nah.
You know what's on TBS?
Hona.
A new show, a new comedy series, created by Ice Cube. It's called Are We There Yet?
Wait, actually?
Yes.
Wasn't that a movie and then another movie?
It's a TV show now.
What's his problem?
I don't know.
Why didn't he just go melt already?
Wow. Real original.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's bad, right? Isn't it bad?
It's bad.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it has to be bad.
Right, okay.
I also watched Hawaii 5-0. It's not that great.
Oh, yeah, okay. What is 5-0? What is that code for?
That's the police.
5-0 just stands for the police?
Yes.
We got a bunch of 5-0s over here. We don't need any more.
Yeah.
Ah, that's so stupid.
I don't know why you think it's stupid.
Is 5-0 different from 50?
Yes.
What? What's 50?
And maybe there is no 50. I don't know.
I mean, there is 50. It comes right after 49.
How do you know there's a 49?
I've been there.
Look, the only one that I know for sure is 187.
No. How do you know that? How do you get to 187 without having 50?
You know, or like an armed robbery or something. Maybe that's like, you know, like 284. You know, we got a 284 in progress at the Savings and Trust Bank.
You went away for a second there.
Savings and Trust Bank.
That's, you just said savings. I said, how do you get there? And you said Savings and Trust Bank.
How do I get where?
Oh my god.
To the Savings and Trust Bank? It's on.
I don't trust banks. Street? What's with that phrase, making bank? I think that's stupid. I think that sounds stupid.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. Alright. That was a great show.
Alright, I hate you.
Yeah, well, I hope you have nuts in your sandwich.
Damn it! Nuts and salad, I think.
What?